Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to try to be kind of quick with this, in a sense, because it's very rich teaching in this Parsha. They all are. I say that about all of them. But so assuming that you've all read it, I'm going to just kind of jump into the commentary about this. So your Parsha teaching is in Ezekiel 44. Ezekiel is giving a reiteration of Leviticus 21, which is the priestly duties. And the restrictions that are the priest of the tabernacle. So what I'm want to kind of make a comparison of it first is that we live in a society where it's very different than the Hebraic society, to where when we're at work, we are bound by our rules at work. When we are in certain places, we're bound by our rules in that place. And when we're at home, we like to leave work because we are no longer subjected to the rules of our employment. That is not the lifestyle. That's not a Hebraic lifestyle. There is literally one Torah, one way of life. And when I say Torah, I mean way of life. There's just one way to follow. It's not like we can just shake that, because it's who you are if you're in the Torah. So he's giving the pattern of the priestly, Ezekiel is reiterating in 44 the pattern of the priestly duties as stated in Leviticus 21. And he tells them everything: how to enter, how to exit, what to wear, grooming standards, hair — don't cut your hair, but have it well groomed, don't let it be too long. He's very specific about these things. Because where are the priests? Well, we know that Israelites, the Hebrews, are a peculiar people. We've heard that before. They are identified by a distinctive lifestyle defined by the Torah, by God and his word. The priests are another elevation above that in Aliyah. They're making Aliyah, and which is going up. When people say they're making Aliyah, they typically mean they're going to Jerusalem. It's synonymous with fulfilling a mitzvah, going up. If you want to know, at the end, when we do the Aaronic blessing, and we're Yevarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha, then all of a sudden we hit this high note. If you want to know why, because we're making Aliyah in the musical notes. And so they're not out of tune. So when they get up here and they do that, they're not out of tune. They are making Aliyah in the musical note, because we're going up. So there's always been those that are at different levels in society. And the priests are at a different level. They are held to a higher standard. They have greater responsibility. And likewise, today's leaders in teaching, rabbi, he's in that pattern. He is at a different level. He is a teacher. When you look at Ezekiel 44 and you go to verse 23. But I'm going to paraphrase for you anyway. So he tells them three things. The priest shall teach you what is set apart and not set apart, what is holy, what is not holy. So, and that's just set apartness. He shall judge things. Now, everybody likes to walk around and saying, you know, you can't judge me, judge you, lest you not be judged. But this is a duty to the priest to judge things according to the Torah. They merely have a duty to apply disputes to the Torah, or apply the Torah to disputes, excuse me, the other way around. So they have that duty, but they also have a duty to guard the Torah. They have a duty to guard the ways of the temple in worship. So it's certainly a higher level of set apartness that the priests have. Remember, this is directed towards the priests. Very distinctive lifestyle. But the social context is this. The social context is, who are the priests? Well, they're the bloodline of Aaron. So how do we make that aliyah? How do we go up if we're not of the bloodline of Aaron? Well, I had really searched this one out. By the way, when he said to guard the Torah, he used the word Torah, Torot. This is not just a Torah. It is all Torahs. The priests have a duty to guard the whole Torah, including the appointed festivals and the Shabbats. So how do we get there? Well, I found it in the Brit Hadashah. Oddly enough. But our Brit Hadashah in Colossians, when you look at Colossians 2:16, which Rabbi had gone over, let no one therefore judge you in eating or in drinking or in the respects of a festival or a new moon or a Shabbat, which are a shadow of what is to come, but the body of Mashiach. Well, we don't have the blood of Aaron. Most of us don't. Some of us may. You may knowingly have it. I don't know. If you know, that's great. Most of us probably do not know whether we have any blood of Aaron. So how do we get higher in that life? How do we step up to a more set apart life? Well, we have a substitutionary blood that we can rely upon to get us there. We rely on the blood of Mashiach, of Messiah, to get us to that step up as the priest. So he is our high priest. We are actually called to a holy priesthood, are we not? So how do we get priestly blood? Well, we have a substitutionary blood that we are adopted into a bloodline, if that makes sense. Rabbi, I'm really glad he went through Isaiah 56, because where are we looking to be in this whole picture of this? And we're looking to have a name with God and a place with God. That's what we're looking for. So in Isaiah, he says, to them I shall give in my house and within my walls. There's a lot of metaphor there. It's within the confines of his Torah. It's within his Torah, within his walls, a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I give them an everlasting name. That's our goal here, an everlasting name to live on beyond, that is not cut off. That verse in Isaiah 56, a place and a name, is the same name of the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. Yad, place, Vashem. Yad Vashem. We are given a place and a name, an everlasting place, an everlasting name. So if you didn't read the Haftorah portion before you got here today, you're thoroughly confused. So I encourage you to read Haftorah. If you're not on the mailing list, get with Judy and get on the mailing list so you'll get that. Thank you.
I wanted to say one thing. The holy days, Leviticus 23. If you feel an interest in them, which many of you do, it's because you're going to be used to teach them. We're going into another realm, another world to come. There's a world to come. And if you're showing interest, or you're already in his holy days, you will be teaching them. Remember that.